Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, champion. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday show on iTunes. Subscribe to the show. Head on over to iTunes. Click the subscribe button. I want you to listen to a few shows first, though. And then when you are finished listening, make sure you leave a great review. 5 stars, okay? We don't accept anything less than 5 stars. I'm not even sure iTunes would allow you to leave anything less than a 5-star rating for the Every Day is Saturday show. But don't try it. I'm not telling you to try it. I'm just saying. And then leave a nice comment. You know why? Because it helps people who need hope, inspiration, motivation all around the world in over 100 countries where the show is downloaded. It helps them find the show easier. And I read your great review on the Every Day Saturday podcast. So I am recording from Western New York, where I'll be spending the next few weeks here. It's June. God, what is it? June 22nd, Sunday. Guess what? Loyal listeners of the show, you know, there was no podcast yesterday on Saturday. I took the day off. Isn't that something? What day did I choose to take off, though? Saturday. You know what I did? Let me tell you in one word what I did all day yesterday, June 21st, the first day of summer of 2014, the longest day of the year. More sunlight yesterday than any other day of the year. You know what I did yesterday? Wait for it. Nothing. And loved it. I did absolutely nothing. It was a spectacular day yesterday. 75 degrees and sunny, slight breeze, man. Let me tell you something. I want you to buy memories. You know what I'm doing this summer? I'm buying memories, baby. And it ain't costing me that much. I spent more time yesterday in Walmart than I did in probably I probably spent more time in Walmart yesterday than I spent in my entire life combined in Walmart, which is saying something. Walmart's a very interesting place. A lot. If you had a sociology class, they ought to teach Walmart as a subject in college. Like, hey, what are you majoring in? Sociology. Oh, did you take Walmart 101, where you go and observe people all day long? Because it's a very interesting place to be on a Saturday. And I think what I'm going to be doing, I would love your feedback. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. I think I may take Saturdays off of the Everyday Saturday show because of this reason why, okay? People that listen to this show love the motivation Monday through Friday. Love it. You need it, especially the first part of the week, to get up, get after it, create momentum, massive action. Sunday, we have the spiritual podcast, which is today. And we'll talk a little bit about faith and hope and God, but I'm not going to lay too much on you. By the way, Shane Harden is not in studio today because Shane did not make the trip with my wife, Angela, who was expecting our fourth child, our 3 girls, 13, 9, and 8, our 2 border collies, Ginger and Lucy, and our 2 cats, Shirley and Brother, who are both male, by the way. That's a whole different story how we named them. Went out for Slurpees in May of 2009 and came home with 3 cats. Only 2 of them are alive right now. We lost Puddles, RIP, February 2010. Puddles didn't see the 10th month on Earth. Poor guy. Just came down with something bad and just didn't make it. Golly. We miss Puddles sometimes, but Shirley and Brother are still with us. The kids were allowed to name the cats, and therefore, Paigey, our youngest, named Shirley. Shirley has a little bit of a gender, not quite sure what he is right now. They're both neutered, so I'm not sure what that makes them anyway. And then you got Brother, who are brothers. Way off the reservation right now, as usual, for the Everyday Saturday show. It's life unscripted, but Shane Harden is not with me in studio. He didn't make the trip. But you know what's with me, man? Some awesome memories. You know when I left corporate? This is awesome. Back in the middle part of the decade, 2005, when I first quit my job, you know what I wanted to be? You know the only thing I wanted to be? This is a true story. My wife can vouch for me. I wanted to be Clark W. Griswold. That's what I wanted to be. If you don't know who Clark Griswold is, Google it. If you know the Vacation movies, Christmas Vacation, the original Vacation, Chevy Chase, yeah, that's the guy I wanted to be, man. I just wanted to pack up the old side panel station wagon, load the kids, and go to Wally World all summer long. You know what? I guess Walmart, Wally World is slang for Walmart. Imagine that, where I spent most of my time yesterday. But I feel like I'm living in Wally World every day. So getting back to the 6 day a week podcast, I don't think you need a podcast on Saturday. That's the one day you actually do get to wake up and do what it is you love to do. That's the one day that you don't have to worry about going into work the following day. You don't sit around with a pit in your stomach. Most people, at least. I realize there's people listening to this show, they do work on Saturday. But I'm thinking about cutting back one day and allowing you to just enjoy it and then kicking it back into the gear Sunday. And of course, Monday through Friday. So hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Can we take Saturdays off, you think? You think you maybe leave the motivation to yourself the one day? And maybe I'll regroup. I don't know. I'm not looking to take a day off. I'm just throwing it out there. I wanted to be Clark W. Griswold. Had nothing to do with the money. Had everything to do with buying memories. You know what I buy every day? I buy a memory. And they're so much less expensive than buying a car, buying a house, buying all this stuff that you collect that you can't take with you when you die because you can't tie a U-Haul to your hearse. You know what you can take with you, and you know what live on forever? Memories. When you were a kid, when you were growing up, whatever hometown, I grew up in Bradford, Pennsylvania, population 8,000 people. My mom raised 8 of us by herself. She was a plant nurse at Case Cutlery, the same one that makes the knives. And then she got laid off after she broke her hip. When I was in 8th grade, laying in a hospital bed, the mailman delivered the mail, I remember, over Christmas, and it was a pink slip saying, your services are no longer here, you're pretty much laid off. We all know, look, my mom was probably 50, 52 maybe, she wasn't going back to work, they were not going to hire a 50. I think the biggest joke in corporate or any job is, you're over 40, you're done. Unless you're a C-level executive, you can kind of bop around in the good old boys network, but I was in that spot. We didn't hire people over 40. Why would you? You can get somebody for half the price, age 22 to 25, pay them half, get them up to speed in a year, and everybody wins except the person who had a birthday that brought them over 40. You're over 50? Good luck. How many people do you know right now that are over the age of 50 that are unemployed looking for a job and they can't find anything even close to what they were getting paid before? I could shoot a cannon down through my hometown right now of Loveland, Ohio, and hit 100 people that are in that situation. People I know at church, people I know in the community. Guys, there's age discrimination going on every single day. They'll never say it, okay? It's not blatant, like, oh, you're 50? Sorry, you can't. No, they'll bring you in, or they just send you a rejection letter. They're not going to say we're rejecting you because of your age, but you have to make your own Saturday. You got to start thinking, if you didn't think in your 20s and your 30s to plan for this entrepreneurial venture, it's okay. The good news is, for you, there's way more opportunity if you know where to go and you know where to look. There's so much more opportunity as an entrepreneur than there ever will be as an employee, even if you're not comfortable in the skin of an entrepreneur, even if you don't even know the first thing about earning income on your own and monetizing this passion that you have. That's okay, because it's a lot less stressful and you get a lot more pride. It's so much more fulfilling to go build your own brand or become an affiliate and sell products for somebody else, but all in the name of entrepreneurship. So when I started out, I just wanted to be Clark Griswold. I just wanted to make memories. I wanted to go on vacations with my kids, because when I went on vacation when I was in a job, those were the best times. The good news is you're on vacation. The bad news is it ends. Imagine having a never-ending vacation. Is it possible? Of course it's possible. You're listening to somebody who's making a living doing it. My goal is to have a never-ending vacation. Now, I'm not some idiot that's going to sit here and say, hey, you know what? I've got no money problems, and everybody in my family, we love each other. We hug it out, and it's just kumbaya 24/7 at the Crowley house. Let me tell you something. We drove 500 miles Friday. 2 dogs, 2 cats, 3 kids, a wife that's expecting, and yours truly, the master of ceremonies for the summer vacation of 2014. By the time, now I was in one car with the dogs, and somehow my wife and I still almost got divorced being in separate cars because yours truly thought he'd have a little bit of fun with the border collies being in the back seat, and I rolled the window down a little too far, going about 70 miles an hour on Interstate 90 between Cleveland and Erie. And Ginger, who's not... We got Ginger and Lucy. Lucy's is like a show dog. This dog could literally come in the house and you wouldn't even know she was there. Ginger is a bit special needs, okay? And so we got to treat Ginger a little bit differently. I don't know what happened with her and the breed. They're sisters, same parents. I'm not quite sure what happened with Ginger, but she requires a little more TLC than Lucy does. So Ginger didn't like the guy riding alongside in the semi and thought she may make a jump for it at the semi. Fortunately, I saw what she was about to do, rolled the window back up, and everybody was fine, but my wife immediately called me in the car. I didn't quite hear everything she said. I just know that tone of voice that I get after knowing her for 18 years. It didn't sound like, hey, honey, can I stop and get you something in the next exit? It sounded more like a death threat that if I ever let the dog do that again. So I'm not somebody to paint a life of you're never going to have any worries. But let me tell you something right now. If you're collecting money, if you're collecting houses, if you're collecting cars, actually houses is a great asset if you're using it for rental, you know, if you rent it out to somebody. And a car would be a great asset to buy too if you're going to rent it out to somebody, but nobody does that stuff. They all just accumulate as much stuff as they can, and then, you know, they realize it's a depreciating asset, you can't sell it, and you're done. Guys, buy memories, would you please? Just buy a memory. You know how you buy a memory? Walmart. Go buy a memory at Walmart like I did. I went to Walmart yesterday. Here's something funny. My kids haven't had bikes. It's got to be 4 years since we lived here in Western New York because their bikes are still in the garage of our house in New York. We never brought them back to Ohio. And we got the Kings Island season passes in Ohio, so they don't really ride their bikes around the neighborhood. We're usually there or going off to a park or going to a pool, something like that. So I saw our younger two, Laura and Paige, yesterday riding around on their bikes that are way too small for them. They haven't had them in 2 years. Flat tires, because when you spend in your bikes in a garage when it's minus 50 below zero for two winters in a row, the tires are going to get flat. I was like, this is stupid. So I said to my wife, let's go get them a couple bikes. So we went off to, I didn't go to the bike shop. I didn't go spend $8,000. They don't need them. They're 8 and 9 year old girls. They just want something that has air in the tires. You know what I'm talking about? So we go to Walmart. You would have thought I bought them. I mean, think about it. They thought it was Christmas time. One bike was like $70. Another one might have been $80 because my older one gets a 24-inch bike. The younger one gets a 20-inch bike. Went and got Madeline one this morning. And then I got one. I got the mountain bike at Walmart. It was like $150. Let me tell you something. I went for a bike ride with my girls this morning. I almost teared up. You know, I have never in my life, not one time, been on a bike ride with my kids. I haven't owned a bike since I was a kid. Never bought a bike. And I went for a 4 mile run this morning. It's beautiful. It was like 62 degrees. I mean, it is beautiful right now. And the sun's up. Now it's probably about 75 as I'm recording this. And I just got done going for a long bike ride with my girls through the village and up and around in the countryside by the local elementary school. And I just kept looking at them thinking, damn, this is what it's all about. You can take my cars, you know, take the house. Give me just a little sugar shack, man. I don't need the stages, speaking in front of thousands of people. Don't get me wrong. I love to do all that stuff. But if you gave me a choice, said Sam, I'll put you on stage with Tony Robbins. You're going to go to London, and you and him are going to rock it out for 5 days straight. Or I'm going to give you a 90-day never-ending vacation riding bikes with your girls and every day is sunny. Please. I take a week with my girls. Sorry, Tony. That's just the way it is, man. Because that memory with Tony, as great as it is not going to be a lasting memory as much as I'm going to have with my girls. And you know what else? There's a sense of accomplishment. When you're on a bike ride on a Sunday, June 22nd, 2014, and you know you don't got to go to work tomorrow, so you're not tweaking out about, oh, come on, guys, we got to cut it short. We got to go to church. You're going to go to lunch, and Dad's got to get home, so I got some work to do tomorrow. This is the only thing I'm doing today. I stopped, came home from my bike ride. I stopped so I could record this podcast for you because I wanted to report back to you to keep going. If you're not doing bike rides with your kids, maybe your kids are too old now, and maybe there's a little bit of regret for you that you didn't have an opportunity. That's okay. you can still go buy other memories. It ain't that expensive. I just spent, what was it, $300, $400 on bikes, and we're set for the summer. We're set. We don't got to go to Fort Lauderdale. We don't got to go to L.A. We don't got to go to England. We don't got to do anything like that. You know what we're going to do? We're going to ride bikes every day this year. Kids are already, they're like waiting outside the door right now for me. Dad, let's go. Come on, Dad, let's go. You ready to go on a bike ride? How many times are your kids going to want to ask you, Mom, Dad, let's go do this. Mom, Dad, let's go do this. I got my 13-year-old now asking me to go do things with her. You know how hard that is to get a 13-year-old girl, teenager, who's got an iPhone and everything else, to say, hey, Dad, come on, let's go for a bike ride. That's what it's all about, man. I just wanted to be Clark Griswold, and I can see my vision coming into place right now. I love it. What do you want to do? What is it you want to do that doesn't cost a lot of money? You want to have a great relationship with your kids? Go do something simple like that. Maybe you don't even need a bike. Maybe go to the movies together. I don't know what it is, but I know one thing. Memories are cheap, and they last forever. The return on investment of a memory is infinity. Think about it. It never dies. I remember going to parks with my mom at the very few times that she was not working, sober, and had the energy to go someplace with me. I remember we used to go to the restaurant called the Downbeat Restaurant down Main Street in Bradford, Pennsylvania. Usually every Saturday morning, we would go to church for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. It was a quick Catholic mass. And I'd have a cherry Coke and a twist. And Nick, the owner, and Claire Camus would serve it up. And Mom would kind of hang out there and have a cup of coffee. That's a memory to me. I'm 46 years old next week, and I still remember that like it was yesterday. I remember grabbing the baseball gloves and the bat and going knocking on the doors of Mike and Mark and John and everybody in our neighborhood, and we would just walk up to Callahan Park and get a Sandlot baseball game going, 5-on-5. You know, I would be my favorite New York Yankee, and we would just play all day long. Or maybe we'd grab the basketball and walk up to the same park and just get a game of 4-on-4 basketball going, full court. Memories, man. None of it cost a dime, and it's the greatest memories of my life. Your kids would appreciate it a lot if you have kids. And even if you don't have kids, go make memories with your friends. Go make friends to make memories with. I love it, man. This 2014 is going to be the greatest summer of your life. Listen to me. It's going to be the greatest summer of your life. Take the pressure off about all the bills, all the money you got to make to do this, to do that, and just go make memories, man. Just do it. It's not hard to do. You know what's hard to do is accept the fact that it's cheap, it's going to last forever, and that you actually have been given permission to quit go spending all this money on stuff that doesn't matter. Lose the shiny object. Get off of Facebook and everybody promoting the latest, greatest business fad that's going to make you all this money. Can you make money from home? Absolutely. Is everybody's business opportunity the same? No, not even close. Not even close. Find somebody that you really trust. Find somebody that you resonate with. And find a mentor. Like we talked about a couple weeks ago, you know, go get somebody. When I talked about unlock and unleash, go back and listen to that podcast because it talks about finding somebody who's going to steer you in the right direction, okay? And make sure that you just got your moral compass tuned into the right place because you don't need a ton of money, guys, to have a great life. You just don't. I am walking proof that I've walked away from many a business opportunity that I know could have made me six, possibly even seven figures, but you know what it would have made me do? I couldn't be Clark Griswold. I said, hey, can I take my family? Nah, not really. Well, I can't do it then. Hey, how long do you need me there? 2 weeks. Oh, yeah, that's a tough one. I've turned down possible reality shows. Okay, going out to California, being away from the family for 2-3 months. Didn't do it. Entrepreneurial reality shows that they were going to shoot as pilots in the hopes that maybe a TV studio would pick it up. They found this podcast. One of the producers and talent scouts found this podcast, the Everyday Saturday Show, and contacted me to do that. And I said, no, taking me away from the family for 2-3 months? What are you kidding me? I can't do it. I just can't do it. There's no way. So when you turn down the money and you kind of turn up the volume and you tune in your GPS and you realize that, wow, hey, go for a long walk. Find a buddy. Go with your spouse. Take your kids, whatever it is. Find your own Saturday, but just go do it. Don't sit around thinking about how great it would be. Turn off the phone. Turn off the television. Turn off the computer. And go enjoy life with somebody today, not tomorrow, today. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm doing right now. Live from Western New York on a beautiful summer day. It's Sam Crowley from the Everyday Saturday Podcast. Have the best day today.
ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.